Hello, family of God, and welcome to our online service for Sunday, June 21st, as we commemorate Juneteenth, celebrate those who have served as fathers in our lives, and worship our Abba as Father, demonstrating deep love for each of us. This is Pastor Renee Antrosio, and I am excited to welcome back Dr. Dana Gillen to give the teaching, encourage us with a different perspective, and to fellowship together. When Dr. Dana sent the theme and title on Tuesday, I was preparing my talking points for the Champaign City Council to urge them to join and fund a Champaign County Reparations Commission to research local harms in our community, both past and present, and specify actions to address them. I was tired from the Jubilee weekend and struggling to adapt my previous messages to the Champaign County Board to fit this new venue when I read Dr. Dana's title, Conspicuous Christianity Requires Persistent Preparation. My initial reaction was that I don't want to be a conspicuous Christian. I want to be an introvert, private Jesus follower, distancing myself from the brand of white American evangelical Christianity that contradicts Jesus' mission of being good news to the poor, the outcast, the downtrodden, and the immigrant. And persistent preparation sounded exhausting after all the planning and work of the weekend. And yet, as Melissa says, and yet I felt strengthened with the message to prepare, to be persistent, and to show up conspicuously as a New Covenant kind of Christian in the public space in our city. The funny thing is that while I was prepared and present and visible as a representative of Jesus and of New Covenant, a lot of other folks spoke eloquently, and Jeff encouraged me to save my comments for a follow-up meeting. Afterward, as I contemplated the response of the council, I was given a new message for the next time to bring Jesus' truth into those chambers. And so, we are encouraged to be persistent, knowing that God will give us the right word for the right time as we prepare and present ourselves to be witnesses to the kingdom of Jesus. So, I invite you into worship, welcome you into our Father's house, and encourage you to be open to what the Lord has for you today. May God bless our willingness to learn and grow together. Amen.